Hey friends, CNode here. I just wanted to do a quick video about careers for INTPs. And I'm not on camera because I didn't feel like being on camera. I just came out of my own depression cycle, so being on camera is probably a little too much right now. But you can see my pretty face here on my Twitter account being concerned at Let's Go CNote if you want to follow me there. What I want to show you today is a test that I came across from Truity Labs, celebrating Bobby Lashley, by the way, winning the WWE title. Been watching a lot of wrestling lately. I'm not really sure why, but it really stuck out to me as something that it's just, I've been revisiting the last 10 years of wrestling for some reason and like filling in that timeline. So it's been, I don't know, interesting. Anyway, Truity Labs has put out a test about the Holland Code test. It's a it's a key tool for success. And I think it's a really good, useful tool for you to be able to get a kickstart on the general direction of where your career could go. Because I feel like INTPs, we get very overwhelmed by the possibilities of what we could do. And especially when you consider your Enneagram type, like fives are more of the thinking INTP type. So more like thinking in circles a little bit, or wanting to just explore concepts for the sake of it. Whereas I'm a one, and I don't necessarily like to explore concepts for the sake of it. I like creating stuff, and I like talking about stuff that I create. So I'm a little bit more of that type of INTP. And then there are different types that some actually do want to do more tangible physical things. So I think this test, which I'll put the link into the description for, I think this test really covers the range of possibilities for anyone of what direction they could generally go in. And it gives a lot of suggestions for career possibilities. And we can talk about it a little bit and talk about INTP careers a little bit. So there's a lot of information here, which is why I want to share this with you, because it's very robust in terms of what you can learn about possible careers. Because I think that some of the struggle is that we don't even know, first of all, there's so many ideas and possibilities. And then sometimes there's the struggle of knowing what is possible at all. You know, you could just kind of draw a blank and not even know where to start. So that totally makes sense. And, you know, Truity is run by my friend Molly Owens. She's a supporter on our Patreon page, patreon.com/dopamine. It's a really great business. So I suggest you check them out and check out their work. So they classify these different types of, I wouldn't say they're types. They're really just like directions in a way that you could take for different things that you might want to work on. So there's the building and realistic type. So more of a chef or a chemist, physical therapist, mechanic, carpenter, model, musician, biologist. Now, I wouldn't assume that this belongs to certain personality types, though it could make sense that sensors would prefer to be more of the building realistic type. But I would not make that assumption. I would take the test and go with that suggestion. Thinking types, more investigative types. This is what I'm talking about when I say fives might be more of the thinking type, is that there's the idea of being an engineer or a lawyer or a surgeon, finance analyst, physicist, and dietitian. These are just vague examples. And obviously these involve education and they involve time and money. And really, I want you to just think of these as a general direction, not a specific thing that you're going to do. And again, we'll talk about INTP career principles in a second. The creating, which is more of something that I fit into, graphic designer, poet, copy editor, journalist, architect, photographer, psychologist, and fashion designer. I literally do like four of these things. So I'm a graphic designer. I've written poetry before, a copy editor. Essentially, I'm a type journalist. I do photography and in a way a psychologist, but not a, trained psychologist. So all of these things are basically what I, and I do like fashion design and I like interior design and all of that stuff. So all of this fits me pretty much to a T. The next one is helping and social, librarian, community organizer, manager, financial planner, social worker, speech language pathologist, and veterinarian. So this is probably going to fit more of your FJ types and your two on the Enneagram, maybe, or maybe two, three, and four, the heart types. For the creating artistic types, you might get like ones, fours, maybe sevens, but I'm not really sure. Really depends. So persuading and enterprising are more of like the agent, entrepreneur, public relations, management consultant, fitness trainer, salesperson, market research analyst. I fit into persuading a little bit as well. I like to talk about the things that I'm interested in. So I have entrepreneurial tendencies. I like being a consultant and, you know, I've got some salesy in me. You know, I used to work at events and I was always really good at getting people to come to the table and talk to them and stuff like that. But it was always in that specific mode. You know, like in the DISC system, I'm 100% extrovert because I use my salesy side. You know, the kind of like the oneness in me comes out in that experience. Otherwise, I'm super introverted. Otherwise, organizing and conventional, which I scored zero on this one. Actually, I'll just pull up my results after this and show you that. So real estate agents, pharmacists, office administrator, customer service, actuary, computer engineer, and paralegal. And for the most part, you're probably going to get your sensor judges for this type. Maybe, I'm not sure for Enneagram types, maybe nines, maybe sixes. And yeah, probably nines and sixes for the most part. Maybe twos as well in this space. But I'm not much of the organizing type. So basically, if you go back to the top here, there is the Holland Code test. You click this first link to get to the test itself. And I suppose I won't go through the whole tests because for the most part, it's just going to take a little too much time. But at the end of it, it will give you all sorts of wonderful information. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to do it. No, that's going to take too much time. We won't do that. I think I want to encourage you to go explore it for yourself. So I'll pull up my results here. And I just want to make stuff and talk about it. So my results are 0 for building, 4 for thinking, which is surprising for an INTP, right? And I'm still very much an INTP, but I use my introverted thinking in service of my creative work and my persuasive work and trying to make courses and trying to build YouTube videos and all of this stuff. Like I do things in the result feels very TE, but it's in a very TI kind of way, introverted thinking kind of way. And it's really, it's tricky because I know that there are other INTPs that are also ones and can probably relate to maybe not thinking in circles the way that a five might. So an Enneagram five is probably gonna score much higher on thinking. So my friend Anna here, she scored 100% on thinking. And was kind of variable across the board, but she very much scored 100% on thinking, and that was just kind of interesting in general to see that I think she's a five, and so you see more of that within her. For me, I just, when I was going down the list, it was just like everything was just like dislike, dislike, dislike. I didn't like a lot of things, and I think that really helped me because you know, I don't feel bad about these results. You know, you could look at helping, and I've got six, and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty... I don't want to help. I don't want to help. You know, I don't want to take care of the elderly. I don't want to take care of kids. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I just want to make for my own sake. I want to talk about the things that I'm making. And I don't want to do the organizing. I don't want to do helping. I don't really even want to think in circles too much. And because I like feeling certain, which is a tricky thing for being a one. Whereas fives like to be uncertain. Even unconsciously like to be uncertain. Ones definitely do not like to be uncertain. We kind of jump from certainty to certainty in a lot of ways. And then building physical, tangible things. You know, I've been building a lot of Target furniture lately because we moved into a new studio, and I don't really like physical, tangible stuff like that. I feel like I have a little bit of an aspiration for it, but it's just, I don't know. It's just not something I have interest in if I'm really being honest with myself. And that's the thing. When you take this test, be honest with yourself and try to let go of the social expectations. I think as an INTP, we could struggle with that. you know, we can struggle with feeling like the social side of things is unconscious for us and away from us, but it does affect us. You know, your parents trying to convince you to go into a certain career, or you feel like you're supposed to just fit into a straight and narrow certain career or something like that, right? So maybe I should take the test. What are we on time? We got 10 minutes. I don't know. Let's make this a longer video. Let's take the test because I didn't save my screenshot for what the end looks like. The end gives you all sorts of different ideas here. So we'll just go through this quick. Repair a dishwasher. Dislike. Use precision machines to build. Nope. Dislike. Analyze the structure of molecules. Fairly dislike. Which would be cool, but I don't know. I'm not. Chemistry is not really my thing. Do scientific experiments, kind of on the lower end. Design a magazine cover, sure, that'd be cool. Paint a portrait, not good at it, but that'd be cool. Probably neutral. Teach social skills to disabled children. No, I don't want to do that. Teach adults to read, don't want to do that. Coordinate a business conference, don't want to do that. Plan a marketing strategy for a new company, don't want to do that. Track monthly expenses for a company, definitely don't. Review financial records, no. Next. See, super quick. And if you're not sure, just, you know, you could take it a few times, you know, take it, but not in a row. Take it like one day apart or a few days apart. You know, maybe you're in a different mood. Maybe there's something you've noticed about yourself the next day or something. Install a hardwood floor. Nope. Repair air conditioning. Nope. Research the properties of nuclear energy. Kind of cool, but also not something I want to do. Research a new medicine. No. Design a greeting card. Sure. Illustrate a children's book. Not good at that, but I would, so I'll just put neutral. Help a disabled person with their daily routine. Not really. Tutor a child with a learning disability. I might do that. I mean, I have a soft spot for kids sometimes, but depends on what it is. Negotiate business partnerships. Kinda, but not completely dislike, but also not my cup of tea necessarily. Motivate employees to achieve success. And as I was going through this the first time, I felt like I was such a curmudgeon. I was just like, I don't like anything. But you know, try not to judge yourself for it. It's just, it is what it is, right? So motivate employees to achieve success. It kind of depends, but probably not. Keep payroll records. No. Use spreadsheets to organize financial data. Let's see. No. Next. All right. Install an alarm system. No. Kitchen cabinets. No. Look at cells through microscope. Kind of same idea. Work in chemistry lab. No. Design magazine ads, sure. Write a script for a television show. Yes, I would love to do that. Counsel a person recovering from drug addiction. No, that's too much drama. Counsel a person with depression. I've done that before. Sometimes it's really hard, but I don't feel like I'm naturally built for that. Hire and fire employees. I could do that. Close an important business deal. Yeah, neutral. Check tax returns for errors. No. Calculate the cost of an insurance claim. No. And you can tell the difference too in that I'm an INTP one, that like I'm kind of going off my instincts with this stuff. Build a stone wall. No. Operate a bulldozer. I mean, that'd be fun, but I don't know that I'd want to do it. I don't know that I trust myself to do that. I'd run someone over. Analyze soil samples for pollution. No. Study a fault line to predict earthquakes. That could be pretty cool. Neutral. Let's go with that a little bit better. Design a billboard advertisement. I have done that, and that's fun. Edit a movie. I'd love to. Plan educational games for preschool children. You know, I put lower before, but I think I would enjoy that because it's like improv games. Preschool children though. Let's go neutral. plan activities for elderly people. Kind of the same. I'll just go neutral on that one. Lead a team. Not really. Start a new business. Yeah, I always have ideas for new businesses. I just need funding. calculate the cost of a construction project. No. Help customers fill out loan applications. No. Next. All right, we're almost done. I'm doing this because I want to show you the end screen with all the potential careers, and then we can talk about careers for INTPs. Take apart a car engine. No. Inspect a roof for leaks. No. Do laboratory tests on to diagnose diseases. No. Research heat-resistant materials for airplane engines. That could be interesting, but I don't know. Compose a song. Yes. Write a poem. Yes. Help diabetic patients plan a proper diet. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. Help a needy family find appropriate housing. No, not in my wheelhouse. Give a speech in front of many people. I could, but I kind of don't want to. It's kind of what I do with this stuff. My voice is always fine until I start talking so much. I apologize for all the coughing. I haven't really spoken a lot in a few days, so and if you're judging me for being rambly, like, go watch another video because this is just my style. Persuade others to my point of view. I tried not to, but I definitely do. That's a real tricky one. So I'm just gonna put yes because I don't know. Persuading? No. I don't. No. We're gonna say no. Collect tax payments. That's a no. Develop a budget for city government. That's a no. Score it. All right. So this goes through. So you see how things kind of changed. This is the second time I've taken the test, and you can see my score went from up to 25% for thinking. And I think I changed some of my results around the idea of, like molecules and stuff like that. Like, it would be cool. I like the topics, but I don't want to do the work, right? So that's the tricky thing. But this is just a prompt, right? Like any test, this is just a prompt. And the thing that this is really telling me is that consistently creating 100% is the thing I'm really interested in. I like making stuff. I like expressing myself. I like, I like designing things. That's why my thumbnails are as lovely as they are, because I like making thumbnails on YouTube. I do like helping people, but it depends on the circumstance, and persuading is good too. But it really, again, depends on the situation. And I'm actually trying to persuade a little less. I'm trying to be less judgy and trying to do that not so intensely. So this talks about all of the different interest areas, and you can read about this when you go through it. And so this goes through your primary interest of creativity for me, where it talks about, key traits, and you can start to get to know yourself a little bit better. I think this is really helpful in that way. Not only getting to know what your career opportunities are, but maybe getting to sense of who you actually are, being an aside from being an INTP or whatever your Enneagram type is. Be like independent, intuitive, sensitive, imaginative, spontaneous. Yes, I relate to all of those things. And freedom, flexibility, job tasks, creating art, writing, interpreting, designing, and expressing ideas. Yes, I love all of those things, right? So, for a creator, there's sample jobs, career fields, and areas of study. And this gives you a lot to go off of, which is exactly why I wanted to share this with you. Because if you test as a creator, you've got all these options. Art director, graphic designer, landscape architect, reporter, and then fields of study, film and media, writing and communications, right? And I know this doesn't necessarily narrow it down, but it gives you a direction, I think, and stuff you can start playing with because this is not stifling, right? You've got all of this stuff to play with. And that just means to start to utilize the idea of just doing stuff and trying things and maybe making one of these your 30-day challenge to try. Maybe you've never designed anything before. Maybe try designing something for 30 days and see if that's something you like. Maybe play with performing arts or writing or film and just test those things and see how it fits with you, how it feels for you. Right? So secondary interest is persuading, and talks about more of that stuff, like actual jobs and earnings and things like that. So if you're looking for an actual job, it can give you suggestions for that sort of thing as well, which is really great. And I think it's fantastic. So there's so much here just for a free test, which I think is amazing. And I know I'm going through it really fast, but it's totally fine. The thing I wanted to really show you was this different fields of study and giving you general direction. So to kind of cap all of this, to talk about INTPs and careers, I want you to think about the principles that you as an INTP that you embody. What is it that you really want? For the most part, our INTPs want similar to what I have up here in my core values. We want a sense of autonomy, individuality, to be able to be creative, to some of us value being original and a sense of freedom and flexibility. And that translates to a schedule, maybe. You want a flexible schedule. Maybe you want to be able to make your own decisions. Maybe you want to work for someone that you trust, who is a good authority, who or maybe you don't want to have a boss. Maybe you want to be able to freelance and be your own boss, right? These are just ways that you can start to think about your traits as an INTP and start to translate them to your career. Instead of me literally just giving you a list of careers, I feel like this is a good place for you as an INTP to start to get a sense of your career direction. Because I've heard of INTPs who have been really happy in jobs that you would not expect INTPs to be happy in. So let me see if I can pull up my notes here. I'm actually gonna pull it up at a window that you can't see because I had a whole bunch of notes about INTP careers that I was gonna turn into an article, but I might as well talk about it here since we're doing this. So let me see if I can find it. To do INTP careers. I have it in my notes. And thanks for sticking around with me on this. I could have just made this a live thing, I suppose. Why is it not here? All right. Well, it might not be here. And that might mean that I'll have to skip that part of it, or you'll have to catch it when I do make it an article. But really, the idea here, career options for INTPs. Perfect. Okay, let me pull this over. And you can see, so I've got some stuff saved there. So let me make sure this is showing up on screen. Great. So this is the result of me polling a group that was on Facebook around INTP careers. And so I'll just go through some of the options of something that people have said. So one person was a photographer. They really love still life photography or wildlife photography. They don't want to direct people, but you get to travel, and it's great for solo travel. A stagehand, someone is just has a passion for music, but they didn't necessarily want to be the lead singer or something like that. Registered nurse, they like caregiving, structured environments, flexible job opportunities. If I get bored with something, and there's usually something to figure out or improve upon, and it pays pretty well. Building inspector, objective observational skills, homeschooling, learning the kids' subjects, stretches people's skills, solving problems, self-employed first aid trainer, evidence-based practice and teaching, personal freedom, network administrator, managing other geeks is a lot of fun. I've done that too. I've worked as a data manager and a render technician. Master's in computer science, constant problem solving. One person's a 3D artist. Architecture, rigging, animation, physics, anatomy. You never run out of things to learn. Music retail, flexibility and schedule, database and shipping. Private music teacher, sets their own schedule and works at their own pace. Seeking a PhD in archaeology. People were so much more interesting back then. Lineman, soon to be electrical engineer, involves creative problem solving. UX design or branding, both areas combine an interest in psychology, research, and visual design. And biologist can go deep on a study. Comedian, it's like a social magic trick. Paralegal, persistent research. And the pattern that I see is not wanting to direct people, wanting autonomy, experimentation, solving problems, schedule flexibility, and variety. And so you can see that there's just a wide range of careers. And I think when we start to think of as INTPs of the limits that we put upon ourselves, that I'm an INTP, therefore I can't do this or I can't do that, it's really a matter of finding the elements of a job or a job title or something that really suits your strengths. And I think that's why some of the Enneagram stuff that I talked about a little bit is really helpful too, and why this test, the Holland Code test, is going to be helpful for you in figuring out some of these traits that you lean towards that takes some of that Enneagram aspect into account. That if you have higher thinking in your test, you may be a little bit more inclined to be like the biologist or someone who's doing the PhD in archaeology, something that involves research and study and constantly seeking new information. Then there's people who are more network administrators and who are or people who are doing even homeschooling and registered nurses. I know a couple INTPs that are nurses, and you would not think that they would fit into that job very well, even though they struggle sometimes with the empathy part of it. There is a structure element to it. There's the people that they like. There is the information. There's the variety in terms of cases that you experience also is really interesting. So the core idea here is I want you to take some of these key principles of not only being an INTP, but then take this test, take the Holland Code test, and start to figure out where your creative direction lies. Where your direction lies, whether that's creativity, thinking, building, helping, persuading, or organizing. And that can give you a little bit of direction to figure out what you can start experimenting with in terms of fields of study, jobs, or just general areas of study to taste test things and feel out what works from there. So hopefully this has been helpful for you as an INTP. And if you're starting to not only develop your career as an INTP, but if you're trying to develop better habits to become a more disciplined INTP, to be more productive, to be able to be hireable, we have what's called the INTP Productivity Guild. Yes, I just changed the name to the INTP Productivity Guild because we're changing it to a webinar format from a workshop. So that means you join this monthly membership. You can join for a month, do the course, and then cancel if you want. That's totally fine. But every month there's going to be a new video, a new webinar, and we're going to keep updating this. And this is basically a monthly membership for unlocking your INTP superpowers to get things done. And we've got some great testimonial. And there's a main course curriculum that you can sign up and preview it to get a sense. There's basically 20 minutes for free. You can go check that out. And then there's all this other helpful stuff around INTPs, about motivation, getting things done, shipping it out, building rituals, dealing with some of our own limiting beliefs. And then we've got all these bonus videos, things that not only I've done recorded on my own, but things that I've done with the previous workshop. And I'm going to put all the webinars here. And also resources, people that I admire that could be helpful to you, additional resources, and we're going to keep building this as we go along. So I urge you to go check out the INTP Productivity Guild. I will put a link in the description, or go to dopamine.teachable.com to go check that out. I hope you'll join us for the INTP Productivity Guild. So that's it. We've got INTP careers. We've got the Holland Code test. We've got all my shenanigans here on Twitter. Be sure to come follow me at Let's Go CNote. And that's not what I was hoping to do. Where's my profile? There it is. And that's it. So let me know your journey of your career as an INTP. Is there a career that you're in that you really love? Why do you love it? What got you into it? Are you looking for a career? I want this to be an opportunity for you guys to support each other. So if you found something that really works for you, share that story in the comments for other INTPs who are looking. And if you are looking for help, post a comment about some things that you might be interested in. What are some areas of study that you're playing with? What are the results of the test that you took? And how does that tell you about some direction for yourself? Let's communicate with each other about that potential growth to help those younger INTPs looking for a career, or anyone who's looking for some direction in your life as an INTP. So hopefully this helped out. Hopefully you'll come join us at the INTP Productivity Guild. And that's it. I'll see you on the next video. This has been a C-Note Media production.